The Big Interview with Offscript.
It is Offscript with myself, Robbie, with Sonal, and with a man who our new guest has just dubbed the next Gandalf Extra. Gandalf the Wizard.
Young Gandalf.
Chris McCarty. Want to introduce this man. He's been going viral in all sorts of ways for his incredible comedy on his Instagram. Arab misconceptions. I want to play this clip before we introduce him.
Tell me, what are some of the misconceptions about Dubai that bothers you?
Not all of us are super rich.
Yeah.
Not all of us have Nissans. Not all of us like to go to the desert. Not all of us like expensive karak. Mm. Not all of us drink Spanish latte every single day. Mm. Not all of us go to coffee shops every single day.
Yeah.
Not all of us have burgers, breakfast, lunch, dinner. Not all of us go to the same barber.
But we all smell the same.
Oud.
Of course.
And of course, we saw in his lime green Lamborghini that just pulled into the car park here at ARN. We welcome into the studio Abs Ali, Emirati stand-up comedian, the first. Can we establish that, Abs? Are you the first of your trade?
I think the pioneer? I think so, but it's such a niche market. I could be like the first bricklayer right now, just outside of some roadie. But yeah, I think so. I would say. I think my mom is the first Emirati stand-up comedian, but she doesn't want to claim that.
No. So. You don't have any rivals coming out of the woodwork claiming that they themselves are the first?
I'm sure there's maybe if I sign up in the National Archives, it'll be official. But so far, I'll take the claim. So, yeah.
Now, this video, Misconceptions, is brilliant. There's a couple.
You.
You've done part one and part two. Mm. Fantastic. Very, very funny, of course. And it's gone completely viral on Instagram. Were you surprised by the reaction to the video? How would you sum up the reaction to the video?
Very surprised, because I remember I was doing it with Abdu, and Abdu's like, I don't want to collaborate on this. Just tag me. It's like he didn't see the potential. I was like, no, this is funny. There's something in there. But I didn't think it would reach this far. I was like, okay, a couple of 100,000 maybe. Maybe is on a good day. And then it just went to like millions. I think we're at 15 million on that video. And it's crazy, man. You don't really know what can hit.
Yeah.
The audience decides that.
Obviously,
right?
Something resonated there. What's the misconception, quote unquote misconception there, that you think really is the most accurate?
I think the misconception is like, people think we're all baller, you know, we're all like fancy schmancy, you know, we've got so much money. I mean, life is good here, don't get me wrong. I don't want people listening to this, they're like, oh, you know, they're suffering. No, we're living a good life, thank God. All of us are here for a reason. But it's not to the point that I think people see on TV. You know, it's weird, like I've traveled abroad, and I remember I was in New York and I was in an Uber. And the guy goes, where are you from? And I go, Dubai. Dubai! He like had a shock. He's like, you're rich! You're rich! And I said, if I'm rich, I wouldn't be in an Uber. Like, and then he's like, you wear the white! You wear the white! I'm like, what do you mean the white? And he pulls up a video of a guy in a Kandora. And he's like, look, he's wearing white. He's driving Ferrari. I go, yeah, listen, that's the cheapest thing you can make in this country. It's 150 dirhams to make a Kandora. Last 10 years. You know, I got 10 of them at home. You know, so I think that started off the trend. Like, I'd do it in stand-up, and I'd be like, you know, people have this misconception of us, and we're not all like this. And then I was like, let's try and do it in a sketch form, and it worked out pretty well. Thank you.
It's fair to say you are a man of many talents. Is it right that you are, by day, a dentist?
I am. I am. I was trying to do his accent as well, but yeah, I am a dentist. I had to follow that Arab Middle Eastern dream of you have to be doctor, lawyer, or disappointment, you know? So I decided to be my brother. I have an older brother. He didn't become a doctor, so all the bets were on me. So then I became the doctor.
Okay.
Yeah, he's smarter than me, though. Don't get me wrong. He's an engineer, but that doesn't quite cut it. You know, there has to be one. Yeah. So I do enjoy dentistry, but I like stand up more, and you know, dentistry finances my lifestyle at the moment. All the Spanish lattes.
You
know? Yeah.
You got into dentistry, and when did you start turning your attentions to thinking, you know, like a little side gig as a stand-up comedian? How did that happen?
As soon as I went to New Zealand, because I trained in New Zealand, and I was like, okay, someone actually put a flyer like looking to start up stand-up comedy scene. Please contact Catherine. I still remember Catherine. And I was like, okay, let me do it. And that coincided with the time that I was starting here in Dubai. It was around 2008. So I'd be in New Zealand doing stand-up, and then I'd come here, and then we'd have a gig maybe once a month. And it would go great. And people would be like, when are we going to see you again? I'm like, I'm back in New Zealand. You know, so it was this cycle. So yeah, while I was in uni, and you know, still trying to carry on both at the same time. And I think that's a I'm not trying to sound like fancy schmancy, but like I think you could do both. You could, someone was saying earlier, like there's so many strings attached to you when you're in Dubai. You do all sorts of things. So,
yeah, of course, yeah. Of course. And given the fact you're sort of creating your own market out here in some ways, was that difficult, or was it kind of, was it regarded as a novelty? How did people in your community react?
No, actually, there's been quite good support. There's always that little fear that I might offend someone, and then that someone is someone very big. But thankfully, there's been support. Like I did Etihad Arena back in March. I was opening up for Mo'ammer and Maz Jibrani.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was like 18,000 people, and I'm like, thankfully, it went well.
Were you nervous in front of 18,000 people?
Actually, I'm usually excited or nervous. That day, I was chilling. I was in Saadiyat Beach. I was like, I rocked up late. I was like, I'm just gonna enjoy. And I got on stage. I was like, you know what? It's a gig. You know, I don't know why I got in that mindset. Normally, I'm like, oh my God, there's people who are here to see me. I'm like, no one's here to see me. They're all here to see Maz and Mo. But it went out pretty well, thankfully.
You know, I have seen that you don't hold back on some of your Instagram posts. So yeah. There are some things there that maybe some people would consider a little bit risque, let's say. Mm. I mean, how has the reaction been to that? Because do you find specifically as an Emirati stand-up, is there a bit of a stigma attached?
Look, I think everyone has some sort of idea of who we are, but there is no like definite, solid, concrete thing, right? I've had people talk to me and like, oh, I didn't know Emiratis were like this. And then I asked them, like, do you have any Emirati friends? And like, no, I've been here for 10 years. I don't have an Emirati friend. So everyone makes up this idea in their head and there's no real definition. I'm not trying to say I'm the one who's projecting that idea. It's just, I tell people like we're human, you know, we love to laugh. Everyone loves to laugh. It's a universal language. We all like music. We all like food. You know, my way of expressing it is through music. If I was a chef, I'd cook. You know, if I could sing, I would sing, but I don't want to deafen your listeners today. So thankfully, it's been positive 95% of the time, I'd say. Yeah, you have to offend someone. I think if you're not doing it right, if you're not offending someone, you're not doing it right. Mm-hmm. You know?
And I've also read that you have over 20 impersonations. Does one of them include Scottish?
I can do a Glaswegian accent. I can do a Sean Connery. There's participle, participle.
That's not bad. That's good.
Yeah, steak and not stirred.
Not bad.
Late Sean Connery.
Very, we'll have a Connery off. Yeah. You're going to stay with us, Abs.
The Off-Script Podcast.
You want to go to a burger place?
My car, your car.
Both Nissan and petrol.
عادي. Both yeah. cars?
Both can.
Yeah.
Okay.
ما عزي.
No, no. My, والله.
خلاص. I will pay. خلاص. No,
no, no, no. I paid. Yeah. Yesterday.
Yesterday?
Done.
Habibi, I own the restaurant.
Bro, I own the franchise.
I just bought the land.
Bro, I bought the restaurant we're going to, and then I rebuilt the same restaurant.
They're so good. They're very, very clever, Abs. Thank They're you. Really good. Thank How you. Long did it take to script them? How many takes?
Honestly, that one was on the first take, and then we're like, okay, let's do another one, see if it's better. And we're like, no, this is too natural. This is the best one.
Off in the way, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But it is the type of the extreme humor, I guess, we have in sort of like elaboration. And I think it translated really well because I was thinking about it in Arabic and I was like, okay, let's try and translate it to English. And it came out really well.
It did.
You know, posting these on Instagram, you deal with people on the internet. There are things we know. For one, sometimes people on the internet aren't very nice. Mm. Oftentimes, they really miss the joke. So how do you deal with anybody who's a bit aggressive or a bit hateful in the comments? How do you deal with that?
Sarcasm, really. Mm. I think someone was posting, one of the comments was, I know this is weird, and I'm Arab as well, but why are you guys speaking English? And there's a clip where we talk about marrying our cousins, and I go, probably because you're our cousin as well. And then everyone started liking the comment. It was just fun, like it was harmless humor, you know. I was like, what am I gonna do? I can be angry about it, or I can find something witty and clever and reply to that, you know. Yeah. So it's kind of like an extension of the joke.
And yeah. When you do stand up, do you do it in Arabic as well as English?
Mainly English. I'm trying to branch out now into Arabic. The problem in Arabic, I noticed, I don't know if you guys know much about Arabic, there's the classical Arabic that everyone learns in school, and then there's the different dialects. So translating, it's almost like it's another language, you know? So it's not like it's, I mean, Scottish and English is fine, but there's a few words I'm sure. Like,
that is another language.
Yeah,
it's a completely different language. I still don't speak English. I don't think, to be honest.
It only took me about two years to understand what he was saying.
Initially, we were brought in as Chris's translators before gaining a foothold in this show. It was actually the Chris McCarty show with two translators.
I feel like they brought you in to just repeat what he says.
Yeah. It's like, just to make sure everyone can understand. Listen, I have to ask, because there is a very famous clip of yours with your mum on stage.
Yeah.
Was it your mum that you got your love of comedy from?
I watched stand-up when I was 13, and I didn't know it was a thing that you could do. I watched Dave Chappelle, but my mom was, she's a hilarious woman, you know? She's always got interesting stories, and she always, you think, I don't have a filter, wait till you meet her, you know? And she just says, and very harmlessly, by the way, she doesn't mean to offend anyone. She says things, and people laugh. Like, sometimes I'm there, I'm like, I can't believe she said that. But people are laughing, like, oh, you're so hilarious, you know? And it's like, I guess it's okay to say things if they understand your intention. Yeah. You know? Yeah. So she's a huge inspiration.
How do you describe, the Emirati sense of humor in general? What things offend Emiratis? What things do they find particularly funny?
Mate, I don't even know what offends them anymore, really. What the best way I could describe it is kind of like African-American humor, like black humor. We like to pick on each other or certain things. Like I grew up in the streets.
In our neighborhood.
I grew up in the fancy streets of Jumeirah, the gold-plated streets. No, we would be sitting around and just roasting each other. You know, I grew up with a bunch of Emiratis, other Arabs. I grew up with some Zanzibaris, and we would all roast each other. You know, it wasn't like, oh, he can't roast them because he's Emirati. We were like, hey, we're all kids here. Let's just roast each other. And that's the humor, even in school. You know, it's like, you'd find something that's funny about the person and just stick on. You know, like if someone's wearing glasses, I hated it. I used to wear glasses. And I was like, hey, four eyes. You know, it's like you become the four eyes person. So that's the type of humor is mocking each other, you know? And weirdly enough, that's the things that people find offensive. You know, yeah. It's like you can mock me behind closed doors. That's fine. But if it's in a public sphere, I have my reputation to uphold, you know? Mm. But I guess they don't understand the intention. It's like I make fun of myself so I can make fun of other people. I think that's the unspoken rule. Before you make fun of someone else, make fun of yourself, right?
You know, you mentioned Dave Chappelle and growing up watching Dave Chappelle. Who are some of your favorite comedians to watch at the moment?
Top three and top five. Top three, Dave Chappelle is number one. He's the Holy Spirit. Richard Pryor is the father.
Yes, of course he is.
Eddie Murphy is the son, you know?
Okay. Nice triumvirate.
Yeah. And Russell Peters, I love Russell Peters because the thing I love about Russell Peters is he does his research. He will connect with people. He'll learn a few phrases about the different languages. And I've met him a couple of times. He's a really nice guy, you know. Mm-hmm. And I know when I go to the shows, I know who he is. So I'm like, oh, even though it might sound a bit offensive, he's very, very nice. And I know his intentions. And the fifth one would be Ricky Gervais. I love Ricky Gervais. Mm. I wish he would come here.
He's not performed it, has he?
No, Jimmy Carr came.
Yes. Jimmy Carr.
Yeah,
and he broke the
Jimmy
door.
Carr.
Yeah. When he was performing, I was like, oh my God, times are changing. So I went to see the show and the stuff he said, I was like, okay, if Jimmy can say this then.
Yeah.
Well, I thought, did you see the Dave Chappelle performance a couple of years back? Or would it be in five or six
in
years
Dubai,
ago now?
Yeah, I saw that one.
It was at the Trade Center, I think it was.
He was a bit scared as well. Like he
a
was
little
like,
bit, but some of the stuff he was saying was really... It didn't look out of place from any show that he might do.
No.
It's not like he tailored it, you know, or softened it specifically.
No, not at all. I think they've opened up, you know, about the... They understand, I guess, the people who are organizing these shows and the way they promote it. It's like, hey, it's comedy. It's a joke. There's a comedy festival in May that happens almost every year now. And I guess now we've developed the audience. I think before people just show up randomly and they're like, oh, there's some guy on a mic speaking. Oh, no, he's saying something I don't like. Now it's like, hey, I'm going to a comedy show.
Do you think international comedians are wary of this part of the world?
I think they still have an idea that, you know, you can't get away with certain things. It's very strict. Some people are surprised at their stand-up comedy. I've been to LA, I've met a few comics, and I'm like, yeah, I'm a comedian. They're like, you guys have comedy there? They're like, yeah, we've been doing comedy for 10 years. And funnily enough, we get away with way more than they would in America now, you know? Mm.
One man conspicuous by his absence in your top five is Joe Coy. Again, a regular visitor to this part of the world.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Golden Globes. I don't know if you saw this, Abs. He did host the Golden Globes. An awful lot of criticism has come his way. How do you react to
I think
that?
It's, again, people don't understand, I guess, the background of the person or the intention. Like, Joe Coy was there. I think he was starstruck, you know, and he was like, sort of like, these are people I uphold and I revere. But I'm trying to be also a comedian, but I don't want to be too pushy, you know? Like Ricky Gervais.
He just annihilated them, didn't he?
He annihilated them, and I think he set the bar as well. So yeah. People are like, oh, we're expecting another Ricky Gervais, you know? So everyone came with these preconceptions, and it was a tough act to follow.
And I think perhaps because they had that had gotten their back up, Ricky Gervais's broadside against them had probably soured them to the point where they were in no mood to be ridiculed by poor old Joe Coy. I thought some of his jokes were good.
Well, he's Filipino. Of course he's going to be a nice guy. All Filipinos are nice, you know?
Oh, brilliant stuff. It's great to have you in with us.
What? And where do you want to take your comedy? What are your aspirations for it? Because, of course, you're a dentist by trade.
Mm.
And, by trade. You know, that's your profession.
By choice. There's my mom's hands. Like, yeah.
So where do you want to take the comedy? Are you hoping that the comedy will sort of take over as the main act at some point in the future?
100%. Yeah, I think, like, I've always been the funny guy, and I think comedy breaks stereotypes, right? And, like, we're all about tourism here. Right. And I think comedy is a great way to import tourism. Like, oh, he's an Emirati comedian. Oh, what's the Emirates? Oh, he's talking about the Emirates. Oh, okay, this is what happens in the Emirates. Oh, they have a sense of humor. Okay, they've broken millions of stereotypes or barriers that I had once before, you know? So I'm hoping if Dubai Tourism wants to sponsor me, we can collaborate. Yeah.
Well, we know that Dubai Tourism is a regular listener of this show. And are probably tuned in right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, please do listen to Abs and the plea there.
Come to the show tomorrow.
Yeah, Abs, a reminder of your Instagram handle, Abs.
Abs Ali Comedy, ABZALI Comedy.
Brilliant stuff. It's been an absolute pleasure having you
Thank you.
We hope to have you in again.
Thank you,
soon.
Guys. Thank you so much.
Great stuff. The voice there of Abs Ali. What a fantastic guy. And please do give him a follow on Instagram.
The Offscript Podcast.
We hope that you enjoyed this episode. Please do go ahead and click subscribe. You can also check out our other podcasts, Time Capsule or The Big Interview. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.